Greetings, and welcome to the CorVel Quarterly Earnings Report. At this time, all participants are in listen-only mode. A question-and-answer session will follow the formal presentation, and you may be placed into question queue at any time by pressing star one on your telephone keypad. As a reminder, this conference is being recorded, and if anyone should require operator assistance, please press star zero. It's now my pleasure to turn the call over to President and CEO, Michael Combs. Please go ahead, sir.
Thank you. Good morning. Thank you for joining us to review CorVel's March quarter and fiscal year results. Brian Nichols, CorVel's Chief Financial Officer, is on the call with me today. Today, I will review business performance, the current environment and market trends, and progress on product and service offerings. But let's start with Brian providing an overview of the March quarter and fiscal year results. Brian?
Thank you, Michael, and good morning, everyone. The March quarter revenues were $249 million, an increase of 7% compared to $232 million in the March 2025 quarter. Earnings per share for the quarter ended March 31st, 2026, were 61 cents, up from 51 cents in the same period of the previous year. For the fiscal year 2026, revenues were $959 million, up 7% from $896 million in the prior fiscal year, and earnings per share was $2.14, an increase of 17% compared to $1.83 for the fiscal year ended March 31, 2025. The effective tax rate increased compared to the prior year, which included a discrete benefit from stock option exercises that did not recur at similar levels. For the fiscal year, Network Solutions delivered strong results with double-digit revenue and profit growth, driven by continued momentum across its offerings and solid execution in both property and casualty and commercial health. Results within Network Solutions included the impact of certain one-time events, primarily within Cirrus, which contributed in part to elevated revenue and profit during the period and added 2 cents of earnings per share. This performance was driven by accelerated post-payment recoveries associated with a large payer engagement, reflecting a timing-related benefit. Importantly, this engagement, along with these additional large payer wins, is expected to contribute to ongoing revenue and profit tailwinds as these programs scale and mature. Patient management generated low single-digit revenue and profit growth, reflecting a stable demand environment and consistent focus on operational efficiency. The company is making targeted investments to enhance service quality and consistency as a key differentiator, while advancing systems and technology to support more scalable delivery. Personnel levels increased during the period to support service delivery and implementation activity, reflecting near-term execution priorities. These levels are expected to normalize as deployments mature and as automation and AI-enabled workflow enhancements are deployed through the remainder of the year and into 2027. The company expects to realize sustained productivity gains, reduce reliance on manual processes, and further improve operating leverage. Overall, the company's balanced portfolio positions it to deliver scalable growth through Network Solutions while driving increased differentiation and future growth in patient management through ongoing technology and AI-enabled investments. New bookings in the March quarter increased 56% year over year, reflecting high demand and accelerating commercial momentum across the business. RFP activity rose 20% over the same period, supporting steady pipeline expansion. Importantly, these bookings, primarily multi-year, are expected to contribute meaningfully to revenue and profit growth in the back half of the calendar year as implementation scale.
Thank you, Brian. Now, transitioning to market trends, healthcare payers are operating in an increasingly complex environment with rising administrative costs, growing claim complexity, and continued pressure to improve financial and clinical outcomes. In response, the market is shifting away from reactive correction towards more proactive models of payment accuracy and cost management. Cirrus is well aligned with this shift. Our platform spans both prepay and postpay solutions, allowing us to improve accuracy earlier in the claims lifecycle while maintaining strong recovery capabilities where needed. This integrated approach enables our customers to reduce downstream work, lower administrative burden, and strengthen provider partnerships. We are seeing increasing demand for these capabilities. In 2026, we are launching 4 large payer programs, including two new multi-year partnerships with top 10 national payers. These enterprise-scale implementations reinforce the strength of our value proposition and will contribute meaningfully to revenue and profit growth as they mature. The industry also continues to move upstream, with prepayment accuracy becoming an increasingly important strategic priority for payers. Ceres is advancing this transition by expanding prepay solutions and migrating services historically performed postpay into more proactive workflows. This evolution supports a more predictable and scalable revenue model while delivering earlier intervention and improved operational efficiency for our customers. Looking ahead, we see a healthy and growing pipeline as customers prioritize cost containment, payment accuracy, and operational efficiency. Supported by long-term contracts and expanding adoption of prepay solutions, we are influencing a shift towards revenue streams with a shorter realization cycle, typically 1 to 2 months for prepay compared to 6 months or longer for postpay, while maintaining comparable margin profiles. Combined with intentional investment technology, Ceres is well positioned to deliver sustained scalable growth over time. And technology is a key enabler of this strategy. Our ongoing investment in AI and automation to enhance accuracy, increase throughput, and reduce reliance on manual processes. Importantly, our approach focuses on augmenting our teams, providing actionable insights, improving decision-making, and enabling clinical and operational professionals to focus on higher value work. This combination of technology and domain expertise is a meaningful differentiator and supports both scalability and consistency in outcomes. The workers' compensation and risk management environment continues to evolve in meaningful ways. Across the industry, we are seeing rising claim severity, increased medical costs, and greater complexity driven by an aging workforce, increased comorbidities, and expanded behavioral health considerations. At the same time, our partners are navigating provider access constraints, regulatory complexity, and ongoing pressure to improve outcomes while controlling costs. These dynamics are accelerating a broader shift in the market from transactional cost management towards integrated, outcome-focused claims management supported by real-time data, automation, and clinical insight. At CorVel, we have aligned our strategy and investments to meet this moment. We are advancing CorVel Connected Interface within our CareMC platform, which brings together artificial intelligence, real-time data integration, and embedded clinical and claims expertise into a unified operating model. This platform enables earlier risk identification, faster access to care, and more informed decision support throughout the claim continuum. By focusing our use of artificial intelligence on amplifying the work of our teams through workflow automation, predictive insights, and next best action guidance, we enable claims and clinical professionals to focus on the most complex and impactful aspects of care. This approach improves outcomes while increasing scalability and productivity in an environment where labor constraints remain a challenge. One of the key differentiators is the integration of our platform. Rather than operating as a collection of point solutions, CorVel Connected brings together claims, clinical, pharmacy, and network data in real time. This creates continuous feedback across the lifecycle of a claim and supports more consistent, outcome-driven decision-making. In effect, we are re-architecting the claims process around actionable intelligence rather than administrative workflow. We are also addressing cost pressures, particularly in medical, ancillary, and pharmacy spend through clinically driven utilization management, expanded telemedicine capabilities, and the development of bundled and episode-based care models. These initiatives are designed to improve both access and quality of care while maintaining appropriate cost control. At the same time, we are investing in automation, API-driven connectivity, and compliance infrastructure to reduce friction, ensure regulatory alignment, and enable real-time exchange of data across the ecosystem and with our partners. Taken together, these efforts reflect a consistent strategy to move beyond traditional claims administration and deliver a technology-enabled, clinically integrated model focused on total claims outcomes. CorVel is well positioned not only to navigate the current environment, but also to gain market share as partners increasingly prioritize scalable, intelligent platforms that deliver both clinical and financial results with greater consistency and transparency. As we further advance automation and AI-enabled capabilities across our platform, the broader operating environment is also evolving rapidly. The increasing sophistication and speed of AI-driven vulnerability discovery and exploitation are reshaping cybersecurity and operational risk dynamics across the industry. In response, management is further enhancing governance framework, strengthening controls, and investing in resilience initiatives designed to support more proactive risk identification and mitigation. These efforts align with growing customer demand for solutions that are adaptive, auditable, and durable under heightened operational and regulatory scrutiny. Brian, would you now provide additional texture on the financial results?
Certainly, Michael. CorVel's net income for fiscal year 2026 is $110 million, nearly a 14% increase over fiscal year 2025 at $95 million. The fourth quarter contributed $31 million to this year's income total, which is $5 million higher than the same quarter of fiscal year 2025. While the increase in our effective tax rate did temper growth to earnings, much of that increase was offset by business growth among various network solutions products referenced earlier, along with the reduced general administrative costs. During the fourth quarter, general administrative expenses decreased by $1.3 million compared to the same quarter of fiscal year 2025, bringing G&A down from 10.6% of revenue to 9.4%. CorVel's operating margin for the fiscal year 2026 was 15%, which was an improvement of 1.4% over 2025. During the 2026 fiscal year, CorVel repurchased 872,744 shares at a cost of $56 million. 366,306 of the shares were repurchased during the fourth quarter at a cost of $20 million. From inception to date, the company has repurchased 115.3 million shares for an aggregated total of $868 million. Through this program, the company has now repurchased 69% of total shares outstanding at an average price of $7.70 per share. The repurchasing of shares continues to be funded from the company's strong operating cash flow. CorVel's days sales outstanding was 37 days in the March 2026 quarter, which is an improvement of 4 days compared to the same period of the previous year. At fiscal year end, the cash balance was $233 million. Free cash flow was $66 million, which is a $7 million increase compared to fiscal year 2025. CorVel's robust and debt-free balance sheet uniquely positions us for accelerating strategic product expansion, technological advancement, and acquisition opportunities. Our fiscal strategy remains committed to responsible management of financial risk to protect our agility for investing and development. Thank you for your time this morning. I will now invite the operator to open the session for questions.
Thank you. We'll now be conducting a question and answer session. A request to those on the webcast, please refresh your screens at this time if you'd like to ask a question. You will see a Q&A pod open up, and please type your question into that Q&A pod. Once again, if you'd like to ask a question and via the web, please refresh your screens at this time. You'll see the Ask a Question feature appear, and please type your questions into that feature. One moment, please, while we poll for questions. Once again, if you're on the webcast today, please refresh your screen. You may need to right-click on your screen and then click the refresh button in order to do so. Once you do so, you'll see the Ask a Question feature appear on your screen. Please type any questions you may have into the Ask a Question feature. Please, one moment while we pause for questions. And once again, ladies and gentlemen, if you do have any questions today and you're on the webcast, please refresh your screens in order to see the Ask a Question feature. Type your question into the question feature and click Enter. One moment, please, while we pause for questions.
Thank you so much, Kevin. We're going to go ahead and return the call to the operator.
Thank you. If there are no questions at this time, ladies and gentlemen, that does conclude today's teleconference and webcast. You may disconnect your lines at this time and have a wonderful day. We thank you for your participation today.